الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله Viewers of Mother Channel, inshallah we're going to begin by giving you a blessing of reciting Durood e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam is reported to have said, whoever sends salat upon me on a Friday, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of the channel, it is narrated that Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabi rahmatullahi ta'ala said that a saint of Allah azza wa jal had adopted seclusion. He would stay away from people and people would go and visit him and he would advise and counsel them. Those who would return from his gathering would return with the treasure of knowledge. People would go to him and try to find out things about him, you know, and get knowledge from him and learn from him. Once they were present in his gathering, and he said, "O people, we have left our homes and families, lest we become engaged in disobedience by staying with them. However, I fear that an incurring a calamity that is even worse and affects both the affluent people and the rich people. May it not be a cause that any of us desires for people to fulfill our needs because of us being religious, or that we desire for people to offer us a discount based on us being religious when we are buying something. May it not be the case that we meet people and they desire for them to revert us." Basically saying that because he was pious, he was afraid that a time will come, people will come and visit him because they will respect him because he's religious, or they will give him discount because he's religious, and so he was afraid of this. He then goes on to say, "All people, all these matters ruin a person. Therefore, always be mindful of them. The wise counsel of this saint of Allah has spread far and wide, and it even reached the king of the time. So the king presented himself. He came to him and sent his and offered his salam. When he arrived, people began saying, 'Oh, pious individual, look, the king has come to visit you.' And the saint said, 'Why has the king come to visit me?' And he said that he's come to listen to your speech that is full of wisdom. Have a listen to what the people have said." The saint said, "Is there anything to eat?" "Yes," replied someone. "I have some dates with me. Open your fast with them at the time of iftar." After saying this, the individual gave the dates to the saint, and the saint immediately started eating the dates, despite the fact that he would fast all year round. When the king saw this, he was astonished, and he asked the people, "Where is the pious man who have come to visit? Is this him?" "Yes," replied the people. "This is the pious man whose wise speech is famous." In response, the king said, "I do not see any good in him." And he left from there because he expected him to be fasting and everything. And here he is, he's eating away. After the king went, the pious individual proclaimed, "Praise be to Allah Azza wa Jal, who made the king go away from me. It is a good that the king was not impressed by me. Instead, he spoke of me in a negative way, meaning this resulted in me being protected from desiring fame and showing off." And this is related in Ayun al-Aqayat, page 352, part 1. Viewers of the channel, that from this you can hear that how our pious predecessors disliked trying to establish their status amongst the people and gaining respect and fame amongst royalty. These people would push aside gaining respect and popularity and busy themselves with worldly amusement. Instead, they opted for seclusion. These people, they stayed away from the dunya, they stayed away from fame, they stayed away from being in those circles where famous people are, the kings are, and all these powers. They didn't want to be part of that because they realized that that was not their true mission. They secluded themselves, they kept away from that because they wanted to achieve the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. If we find such desires and wishes to be in our heart, then we need to address ourselves. We need to talk to ourselves, we need to say to ourselves, "For people to utter some good words of praise about me, perceive me in a good way, or for me to become famous are all things which please my ego." This is what we need to keep on saying to myself. All of these things, what are you doing? You're pleasing your ego. These people praising you, ultimately you're pleasing your ego. What our mission in life should be, to please Allah Azza wa Jalla. "However, for people to praise me will not guarantee me success in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal or on the Day of Judgment. Because on that day, these people themselves will be trembling out of fear of being punished. These people that you're trying to get famous for, that you're trying to be famous in their court, you want them, rich people, them kings and politicians, all these people to say, wow, what a great person he is, what a great pious person, or whatever he is. They're going to be any benefit to you. And on the Day of Judgment, they themselves will be no help to you at all. Alright, you might say in this dunya, they've helped me to get the application done, they've helped me to get that visa done, they've helped me to get that permission done, or whatever it is. But on the Day of Judgment, these people will be no help to you. So rather than trying to please them, we should ask ourselves, who should we be pleasing? What is our mission in life? And our mission in life should be to achieve the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Amir al-Sunnah, the founder of Dawat Islami, may Allah Azza wa Jal keep his shadow upon us, states that desiring fame refers to wanting renown and respect. Wanting people to know you and wanting respect. This is what it is. He goes on to say that in criticizing the desire of fame, Hujjat al-Islam, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah ta'ala said, the purpose of gaining popularity is to instill a status for yourself in people's eyes. The desire is the root of every trouble. To protect yourself from desiring fame, once you reflect upon the Quranic verses and hadiths that highlight its harm. And inshallah, we're going to give you these ayats of the Quran now that highlight the problems that we could face when we are trying to, when we have this ostentation inside us, when we want to show off, we want to people to know us. There's one thing showing off, which is ostentation, but there's also that desiring fame. And so what happens is there are two probably side by side that you want to show off to people, you want to purify your voice in front of your people. You sit in your own and you recite Quran in a normal tone. But when people are there, then you recite it in such a way that you want people to say, wow, what a beautiful qari he is, and respect you for it and come and give you gifts for it. But your intention is not that. You just want that fame. You're not intending to achieve the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So we need to be very wary of these things. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, verse 83 of Surah Al-Qasas, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and I give you the translation from Qadzul Iman, this abode of the hereafter, we make it for those who do not seek arrogance in the land nor disorder. In another ayat of the Quran, Surah Hud, verse 15 and 16, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, whoever desires the life of this world and its adornment, we will give them the full reward therein, and we will not cause any reduction in it. These are the ones for whom there is nothing in the hereafter except fire. And whatever they used to do, there was wasted, and all the deeds become nullified. In another ayat of the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Surah Al-Shura, verse 20, whosoever desires the harvest of the hereafter, we increase his harvest for him. And whoever desires the harvest of this world, we will give him some of it. And he has no share in the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. The explanation to different parts of this verse from Tafsir Nur al-Irfan, it is stated that this is in reference to those who intend to please Allah Azza wa Jal and the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and do not perform actions to show off. It means that such an individual will be granted the ability to perform more good deeds. Moreover, the performance of good deeds will be made easier too, and he will be rewarded in abundance for his actions. This also refers to those people who perform good actions for worldly benefits, respect and desire and fame. Such individuals become a scholar or perform Hajj for fame and praise. So what is our intention when we become a scholar? What is our intention when we go on Hajj? What is our intention when we follow these good deeds? If our intention is so that people will say, mashallah, he's a Haji, mashallah, he built that masjid, mashallah, he did this, mashallah, he did that, then you'll get that mashallah. That will be your reward. You will get it. But if that is not your aim, that is not your intention, then maybe you still get it. But that should not be your intention, because if you don't get it, you should not be upset. Because your intention should be the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And if we purify our intentions on this, then inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, the reward is there. Because if, for example, you perform the Hajj purely for praise, you build a masjid purely for praise, then I don't need to tell you that, do you think you will be rewarded for Allah Azza wa Jalla? When you didn't do it for Allah Azza wa Jalla, you did it for these people? Why should Allah Azza wa Jalla reward you when you didn't do it for Allah Azza wa Jalla? And that's what we need to think carefully about. Regarding that, the ayat of the Quran that I mentioned early on, in the tafsir it also goes on to say, because his actions were not performed to attain the hereafter. From this we come to know that the one showing off is deprived of a reward in the hereafter, albeit his action is valid in terms of Sharia. For example, the obligation of fard, of salah, of the one showing off will be fulfilled, but he will not gain reward, which is why the verse states this. Viewers of the channel, we should also refrain from performing actions or any deeds to show off. Anything to build a name for ourselves or to gain respect in society. We should do good deeds only, and I've said this many, many times, only to please Allah Azza wa Jal and to better our hereafter. Whatever you do, that should be your goal. That should be your purpose in that. I am doing this. Ya Allah, I know that my nafs, this is the other problem. You see, your nafs wants to hear it. Your nafs wants to hear that praise. Your nafs wants people to say to you, MashaAllah, good speech. MashaAllah, you did brilliant. MashaAllah, you want to hear that. But you need to control that nafs and you need to say, okay, even if people praise me, I should make sure that that doesn't affect me. Because what happens is, maybe your intention is pure. Your intention is pure that you're doing it purely for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But then people start to praise you. And that's where you need to control your intention. Because now your intention is under attack. Yeah? Your intention is under attack because now that intention could be changed. By this praise, you can say, oh yeah, this is, yeah. People are starting to praise me. Yeah, I'm going to do more of this because people are praising me. So I'm going to do more of this. And that's, again, where you need to be very, very careful about controlling our intentions. And you are rewarded purely on your intentions. So we need to control our nafs. We need to control our ego. And our intention purely should be whatever we do, purely for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now, it's easy to say. I know you're saying to me, yeah, it's easy to say, brother, but we need to work on it. It's a constant battle. It's not something that will happen overnight, that if you're doing any good deed, you need to ask yourself. I remember once I was traveling. I think I've mentioned this incident on Madani Channel before. I was traveling and it was the day of Jummah and I went into a masjid to perform Salatul Jummah. And here in the UK, right at the end, just before the Namaz, the committee members stand up and they make announcements. And unfortunately, they make announcements that, oh, this brother has given £50, that brother has given £20, that brother has given £100, that person has given £30. But before he made these announcements, the chairman of the masjid, he said that, you know, you've realized over recent weeks that we've not been making announcements. And the reason we've not made announcements is that the imam said to us that at this time, the masjid is full. This is when everybody's here. And it's understandable, a lot of people turn lastminute.com, don't they? This is the time where the masjid is full. And so the imam sahab convinced the committee, he said, look, this is the time where it's full. A lot of people don't come for the beginning of the speech. And it's true. So this is the time where I can teach them something. This is the time where I can teach them a dua. This is the time I can teach them the fard, the wajibat, the sunnah, and all this. I can teach them this. So the committee member said, yes, fair enough. We'll do that. But then what happened? The donations went down. Donations stopped coming in. And that chairman in front of us said that, and because the donations have gone down, we've had to take this time away from the imam sahab, and now we're making the announcements. Now, isn't that a sad state of where we are today? That as a result of, you know, people wanting fame, that we've gone away from that, that we'll only give money, that the chairman stands up and says, oh, brother gave £50, brother did £20. Is this what we are giving it for? Is that why we give our money to the masjid? This is where we need to be very, very careful, viewers of Money Channel. The Prophet of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, is reported to have said, that if any one of you performs an action in a cave that neither has an entrance nor an entry point of light, even then this action will become known. And whatever is supposed to be will come to be. Hakim al-Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullah ta'ala, wrote with regards to this hadith, and I'll read it out. He says, the meaning of this blessed hadith saying is, why do you ruin your reward by showing off? Perform actions with sincerity. Worship secretly. Allah himself will reveal your good deeds to people. You will be considered pious in the hearts of people. This is something tried and tested. Some people offer the tahajjud in secret, and some people happen to start referring to them as someone who offers tahajjud. The power of offering the night prayer appears on the face. This nur will come on your face, as does the nur of every good deed. This is the observable on a daily basis. People refer to Ghawse Azam and Khwaja Ajmir Rahmatullah Ta'ala's saints, as the Lord has made them say this. This is a manifestation of the blessed saying. Viewers of the channel, there is no doubt that the pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal only performed actions to please Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is why Allah Azza wa Jal places love and respect for them in the hearts of people. All the pious predecessors that we mentioned today with love and with respect, and we want to go to the mazars and go to the graves, we go there, why? Out of love and respect. How? Why? How do we know this? Why do we go there? Because Allah Azza wa Jal has put that respect in our hearts. Why? Because of their sincerity, because of their ibadah, that they live their lives to please Allah Azza wa Jalla. Do we go to the graves? Do we think about those people who were rich, who lived for this dunya, who build great mansions that are no longer in their name, that have been passed on to descendants and probably split amongst families? We don't remember them. We don't have any love for them. But we have respect and we revere and love our pious predecessors. So this is something that we need to think about. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Protect your obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal from the praise offered by people, lest your actions be ruined." Allahu Akbar. In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Love for wealth and status increases hypocrisy in a believer's heart, just as how water causes vegetation to grow." Allahu Akbar. In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Two hungry wolves do not cause as much damage to a herd of sheep as much as wealth and desire for fame damage a Muslim's religion." Allahu Akbar. I'm going to read that out again, viewers on the channel. "Two hungry wolves do not cause as much damage to a herd of sheep as much as wealth and desire for fame damage a Muslim's religion." In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reported to said that liking one's own praise makes a person deaf and blind. Allahu Akbar. It's narrated, viewers on the channel, that Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reported to have said that it is enough for a man to be considered evil that the people gesture towards him, I praise him, in matters of his world or religion, except those who Allah protects. Allahu Akbar. From this view of the channel, we come to know, or we learn, that love for fame, desiring popularity, recognition amongst the people, is repugnant. It's something that we need to stay away from. And it's a condemnable action. Whereas, being unknown, and not desiring to be known amongst the people, is praiseworthy. Hence the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Indeed, there are people from my nation, that if they were to ask you for a dinar, you would not give it to them. If they were to ask you for a dirham, you would not give it to them. If they were to ask you for a coin, you would still refuse to them. But if them, their people, them particular people, if they were to ask Allah Azza wa Jalla for paradise, he would definitely grant it to them. And if they were to ask for something worldly, Allah Azza wa Jalla would not give it to them, only because the world is worthless in his sight. There are many who wear worn-out clothes, that if they were to take an oath by Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal would definitely fulfill it." Allahu Akbar. In the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, if they say, "Ya Allah, grant us paradise," they will be granted it. If they seek from Allah Azza wa Jal, they will be given. Yet in our eyes, they're nothing. And the moral of the story is that we need to be that nothing person. We need to be like that person that doesn't desire fame. He just wants to be known by Allah Azza wa Jal. He wants to be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. He wants to do whatever he does for Allah Azza wa Jal. And that, I know, it's a hard thing to do. And you may think, well, no, it's easy. But if you're really honest with yourselves, you'll realize it's not easy. We can also come to know that the standard of acceptance in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal is not popularity and fame. Just because you are popular, just because you are famous, just because everybody knows you, just because you got more likes on social media than anybody else, it doesn't guarantee that you're accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. What is accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla? Sincerity, fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. That is what we need to have. We need to develop that inside ourselves. And in order to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla and be amongst the righteous slaves of Allah Azza wa Jalla, safety lies in living a life of performing good deeds and remaining unknown. Remember that if a person performs a good deed in order to gain honor and fame and to be praised amongst the people, then shaitan never places obstacles in his path. And he who performs good deeds without any hesitation or laziness, what is the use of such actions which are done out of ostentation? You know, if you have this ostentation inside you, then performing good deeds becomes easy because shaitan's thinking, you know what, I've trapped him now. Let's make this easy for him. Yeah, let's make him, he's going down this trap. He wants people to know him. He wants people to be, praise him. So let's make it easy for him. Yeah. Let's make this travel easy for him. Let him make it easy for him to go to this destination. Let's make it all easy for him so he can do this. And this is what Shaitan is trying to do. He's trying to make you fall into his trap of wanting this ostentation. Because once you want ostentation, once you want to show off to people, once you've got this pride inside yourself, then your good deeds are ruined. You're going to ruin your good deeds by just having this inside yourself. And Shaitan will try and make your path easy. He will make it easier for you. So that if you want to go down this path, you will not have hardships. But the pious people of the past, you will see the hardships that they had. Hawthorne Park, when he arrived in Baghdad Sharif, and he spent months just surviving on what? Leaves, water. He survived on that. The hardship that he had there. Why? Because he was sincere. He acquired that knowledge with sincerity. He lived his life only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. But if, like us, you know, we do it for fame, we do it for ostentation, we do it to show off to people, and we do it for our likes on social media that people like it and put all these comments below it, and we see them comments. You know, even nowadays, within the medical profession, there's a name something that what happens is when you put something on social media and you look at the likes that you've got, as a result of how many likes you got, it develops a chemical inside yourself. And this chemical, like, it wants you to, you're happy now that, oh, I've got all these extra likes, I've got this, and people know me, and I've got all these people following me, and all these people are making comments about me, and they're praising me, and this thing inside you develops. So again, when you put something on social media, we need to be very careful. We need to ask ourselves, why are we putting it on social media? Why are we doing? What is our intention on putting anything on social media? What is our intention when we put these things there? If our intention is purely to achieve the pleasure of Allah, or to spread the deen, or to make, you know, make people's mindset to, you are traveling, for example, you are traveling in a Madri Kafla, and you want to put it on social media that I'm traveling in a Madri Kafla, and you, in the process of doing it, you make them the mindset that, look, you know, you should also travel in the way of Allah, it's a commendable, you know, you can, rewardable act, etc., 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 then okay. But if yours is, look, I'm here, you know, I've come to this country, I've come to this village, I've come to this masjid, I'm here, you know, this is the food that we're eating on the kafla, this is what we're doing, then ask yourself, what is your intention? And nowadays, social media has become something that we put all sorts on there. We put everything on there. You know, I've got a glass of water on here. You know, before I drink it, I'll take a picture and put it on social media. That's what we do. That's what we're starting to do. Every meal, every drink, everything, put it on social media. Oh, I ate this. I went here. I did this. I'm here. You know, it's like a running commentary of what your life is. Why? Why are you telling people? And again, you need to ask yourself your intention. Sayyidina Abu Muhammad Murtaish Rahmatullah Ta'ala states that I performed many hajj, and most of them were performed without any provisions. Then it was made apparent to me that this was all a deception of my nafs. Why? Because one day, my mother told me to fill a pitcher with water, and her command felt burdensome on my nafs. And thus I came to know that my nafs only agreed with me on my journeys to Hajj for its own satisfaction. And it deceived me, for if my nafs has been annihilated, then why would I find it difficult in fulfilling a right of Sharia, obeying our parents? And again, that's another thing. That, you know, when we're outside, we're with people, and how we treat people out there, that people want to meet us, people want to kiss our hands, people want to sit with us, people want to eat with us, people want to drink the water that we left over, people want to do all these things. And yet in our homes, they don't want to know us. Why? You know, that is a test for us. That if people outside respect you, but in your house you've got no respect, then what is this? Are you just putting on a mask outside? You're deceiving people outside? Your responsibilities, your shari responsibilities, is not the people out there to please them. Your shari responsibilities is to look after your family, to please your parents. That is your shari responsibilities. If you're not fulfilling them, in like the example that I just mentioned, where the nafs found it hard to fulfill a shari responsibility, then you need to ask yourself, something not right here. That I want the pleasure, I want people to praise me, I want people to know me. But in my home, I don't want to help anybody, I don't want to do anything. Outside people can say to you, oh brother, can you please go and, you know, carry this for us, you know, and do this for you, and they'll take pictures of you doing it, and you think, wow, and I can put it on social media. Yeah, and you might be carrying 10 kilos, 20 kilos, but at home, when they ask you to carry one glass, you say, no, I can't do that, why should I do this? I'm not bothered. Why? Why is this happening? And again, that's something that we need to question. And again, we need to look at ourselves, but why are we doing things? We need to destroy our nafs so that we can get away from this love of ostentation. And this ostentation can be in any form. Be it a fact that you are a nathwan, that you want people to praise your voice. Yeah, that is your intention. If you have a beautiful voice, Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed you with that voice. Then use it for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Don't use it so that all people, you know, get your likes and, you know, want you to do all these recordings. No. Do it purely for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now, if all of these things come, you know, for example, if people say, oh, we want your recordings, we want you, we want this, we want that. Okay, all well and good. But at the same time, control your nafs. In other words, giving the azan, reading the Quran, being the imam, traveling in the way of Allah, being a zimadar, being a nigran, whatever you are. Yeah. Again, why? Why am I, you know, the area manager? Why am I the nigran, for example? So that people will respect me? So that people will praise me? If that's why, if that's the reason, then again, we are wrong. Because being an area manager, being a responsible person within Dawah Islami is a responsibility. You know, you are now responsible for that. And that responsibility now becomes like a huge weight on your shoulders. And you need to take it seriously. Rather than not taking it seriously and just craving the fame that, no, I am now this. And putting it on, you put it on your email that, oh, my name this is, and this is what my responsibility is at the bottom. Now again, if you're craving that so that people will know you, have the fame of you, then again, you got it wrong. Yes, if you put it there for other reasons, because that is your signature on your email that goes out to the authorities and, you know, for example, then that's all well and good. But again, what is your intention? And we need to be very, very careful of these things. The nafs is well aware of the fact that when people become aware that so and so person has abandoned the desires of his nafs, avoids doubtful matters, spends abundantly in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, undertakes great efforts of worship, weeps and shed tears and the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal and devotion of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then that nafs will know now that I can't attack this person. And that is where we need to achieve ourselves. We need to get to that status that people, you know, your good deeds, like I mentioned earlier on, whatever good deeds you do, like the example that was mentioned, that if you're in a cave that has no entrance and no light, it will become aware. People will become aware of your good deeds. If you're a pious person, if you're up at night and performing with the hajjah, for example, if you're fasting and you don't tell anybody, people will see that nur on your face. But those people who are telling people, oh yeah, you know what, I'm really tired today, yeah. Oh yeah, I didn't have much sleep last night. I got up for tahajjud, yeah. And then after tahajjud, I couldn't sleep. And then, oh, I struggled for fajr as well. And then, you know, the halqa after fajr, oh yeah, I stayed there for that. And it was so long. And then, you know, I had to read my Quran as well. You know, I read my Quran every day as well. I read at least once for every day. And so I was doing that. And, you know, I'm really, really tired now. Why are you telling people this? Ask yourself, why are we telling people that I've done this and I've done that and I've done that? Oh, you know what, fasting, you know, these nafli fast, they're tiring out, you know. I think I'm going to have to cut down on them, you know, doing them 4 days a week, 5 days, too much, yeah. I'm getting tired, I'm getting weak. You know, I can't hack this. Why? Why are you doing this? Oh, you know, I'm going on Umrah, you know what, Alhamdulillah, I've been on 4 Umrah this year, you know, I'm really, really lucky. Allah Azza wa Jalla bless me that I've been on 4 Umrah this year. I'm going on the 5th one now. Again, why are you telling people? Again, these are the things that you need to ask yourself, that what am I achieving in doing all of these things? What am I doing? Why am I doing it? Because if we are desiring fame, then we're not gonna be successful, are we? And we said it many, many times before that we need to constantly ask ourselves, this disease, if you want to call it, of desiring fame, this disease of ostentation, it's not like, you know, you do this, and you're cured. This disease can attack us any time. You may feel that you've cured yourself from being ostentation. You may feel that you've cured yourself from desiring fame, but it can come back to you in a split of a second. For example, like I give you the example around that this person, he's sincere. Yeah, he's a very sincere person. He's now doing speeches, right? And he's not doing it for the praise. But then when people start praising him, that is where he has a problem now. Because now he has to put a barrier in front of his ego to stop that praise affecting him. Yeah. And constantly say to these people that, look, Allah, do dua for me. Do dua that I remain sincere. Do dua that I am sincere. And how can we guarantee that we are sincere? Yeah. I remember when Madani Channel started, and somebody went in the court of Amir al-Sunnah and said, Azul, you know, Madani Channel started now, and we're coming on Madani Channel on a daily basis. you know, and it's very hard now to be sincere. Please give us some guidelines, some Madani pool on how we can be sincere. And Amir Sunnah turned around and said, can you guarantee that you were sincere before Madani channel? Allahu Akbar. How are we to say that we're sincere? We all need to question ourselves on a daily basis. That why am I here? What am I doing? Who am I doing it for? What is my aim? And if my aim is not the pleasure of Allah, then I'm ruining myself. The act will be performed. The speech will be delivered. The notes will be passed on. The action will be the same. But the reward will depend on my intention and how I can control myself. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla that Allah grant us the ability to be sincere in all our actions. Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the ability to push away the desire of being famous, to push away the disease of ostentation, to be humble in front of people, and to be humble in front of our families as well. To present the same image that we present outside to our family as well. If we are pious outside, then inside we need to be pious as well. Fulfill our rights with our parents, fulfill our rights with our spouses, fulfill our rights with our children, and inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, if we do with good intentions, then inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, will be reward. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla, if I stand in front of me, Allah Azza wa Jalla, forgive me, and I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah give me and you the tawfiq and the ability to think about what I said, to act upon what I said, and to pass it on to others as well. Ameen bi jahin nabi ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.